This is Cosmic Coffee Time, the place where we take a look at what's happening somewhere in the universe in about the time it takes to have a coffee. It's cosmology in a cup. I'm Andrew Prestige, and I'm a space fan, so join me for a coffee and see where in the universe we're going this time. We'd love to hear from you, so if you want to say hi or request an episode topic, send us an email at cosmiccoffeetime@gmail.com. Who's ever tried to take a photograph of the night sky? Maybe with your smartphone or even a digital camera. How did the pictures turn out? Not so well, right? And you might have deleted them on the spot. Well, photographing the stars is really hard, but this is astrophotography, and it's a skill of its own. So what's the secret? It's like no other form of photography. Why is it so difficult? And how do we get those amazing pictures that we see on the internet and on TV? And how can normal space fans like us take a reasonable photo of our favourite night sky objects? First of all, stars and other night sky objects are really faint. Objects can be hundreds of light years away, and only a tiny amount of their light reaches us. Not that long ago, if you wanted to take a picture indoors, you needed a flash. So starlight is almost non-existent by comparison. To take pictures with low light, you can do a couple of things with a camera. You can open the aperture to let more light in. The other method, if your subject doesn't move, is to use a long exposure. A normal photograph might have an exposure of a hundredth of a second, maybe down to a thousandth of a second for sports photography. But low light situations like the night sky might need an exposure of several minutes. That's achievable with a tripod and a subject that doesn't move. And while it's true that the stars don't move, we're on a planet that's revolving, which makes the stars appear to move across the sky in the same motion as the sun. With an exposure of more than about a minute without magnification, the stars that were points of light start to appear as a line or a star trail as they move across the sky. Using a telescope to magnify part of the sky amplifies the motion of the stars in your picture. Another thing that happens with long exposures is they suffer from blurring caused by atmospheric distortion, like how heat can make an image appear to wobble. That's what gives stars their twinkle and ruins magnified long exposure photographs. So there are some obstacles in your way, and this is why astrophotography is unlike any other kind of photography. How do we overcome this and get a stunning picture of the Orion Nebula, for example? First, let's look how those professional photographs are taken. Ground-based astrophotography can be done by one of the major observatories, like the Lick Observatory on Mount Hamilton in California. The Shane Telescope at the Lick Observatory has a primary mirror that's 3 meters in diameter. That's a huge area to collect light for an image. The telescope is on an equatorial mount, so it only needs to move one axis to track objects during a long exposure, no matter where in the sky they are. The telescope is so finely balanced that a small electric motor is all that's needed to move the 145-ton telescope. Atmospheric distortion of the images can be improved with speckle imaging, where a set of short exposures are taken of an object and compiled into one high-resolution image. That's all very expensive and very difficult and very inaccessible to normal space fans like us. So how can we get a good image of the sky? This can still be expensive for a beginner. A DSLR camera mounted to a telescope is where it starts. The telescope needs to be on an equatorial mount to track your object across the sky as the Earth turns. These used to be driven by clockwork, but now they're driven by electric motors. This setup will let you capture a great image, and the second half is in the processing. There's a whole world of astrophoto processing software around to help you with that. But what about astrophotography that just uses things that a lot of people have, like a smartphone, or you can buy relatively cheaply, like a little tripod? With your smartphone, using the camera's night mode and a tripod, you can take some really effective nightscapes with a starry sky, with maybe some trees or something interesting in the foreground. Use the countdown timer to take the picture so you don't bump the phone during the shot. Dive deeper into your camera's settings. Try using a long exposure. Google can tell you how to do this with your phone. Set it up on a tripod and capture some star trails that we mentioned earlier. Aim at your celestial pole, the North Star in the Northern Hemisphere, or in the Southern Hemisphere, generally above the horizon due south. This is where stars trace out a circle in the sky. It's a great effect. How about you get out and give it a go? It'll be fun. Remember, if there's something in the universe that you want us to take a closer look at, send us an email at cosmiccoffeetime@gmail.com. Thanks for joining me. I'm Andrew Prestige, and I'll see you again soon for another Cosmic Coffee Time.